Burr. Welcome to the Bobby Mack Show, coming to you live today from Ice Station Zebra and Terra Studio right next door is the sauna. So apparently our HVAC systems here, there's no in between. We have either the blazing fires of hell or Ice Station Zebra. So at least today we were prepared after yesterday, and we bundled up. Great to have you along. You are just in time as we get underway here on the Tuesday, day before Thursday edition of the Bobby Mack Show. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and take part in the conversation today. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. If texting is your preferred mode of communication, we're set up for that as well. Our text line, the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And my email address is bob@1063WORD.com. Well, Governor Moonbeam in California is on his way out. He is a term limited to be replaced by another moonbat out there in the land of the proud progressives in the golden state of California. But on his way out, Jerry Brown takes one more opportunity to blame climate change for the tragic fires that have occurred out there. Today from pjmedia.com, that's the Pajamas Media website. Jerry Brown, climate change deniers definitely contributing to the new abnormal of wildfires. Mm-hmm. How can people be dumb enough to elect people like this? Look at Taliban Cinema. Just won the Arizona Senate seat. There's a woman that a couple of years ago was parading around in a pink tutu demonstrating, and now she's on her way to the United States Senate. And defeated for that seat, America's first woman combat fighter pilot. Now you tell me the culture is not changing in this country, and not for the better in certain parts. But I digress. California Governor Jerry Brown said all climate change deniers are, quote, definitely contributing to the fatal wind-whipped wildfires that have pummeled northern and southern parts of the state over the past few days, as well as blazes in the coming years. So now Governor Moonbeam is also a prognosticator of future meteorological events. These fires have been terrible. The Camp Fire in Butte County, that's north of Sacramento, or as the late lamented Dr. Don Rose from KFRC in San Francisco used to call it, Sacrapimento, in California's Gold Rush country, has claimed the lives of at least 29, according to Cal Fire. The Woolsey Fire, that's the one down around L.A., has torched more than 85,000 acres in Ventura and Los Angeles counties after starting Thursday. There have been two fatalities there, 177 structures destroyed, thousands of firefighters. Some of these guys, if you've seen them interviewed on the news, they don't even know what day it is because they're just going round the clock 24/7. Thousands of firefighters battling the blazes include assistance sent by seven states, which contributed dozens of engines apiece that are either on scene or on the way. Meantime, Governor Moonbeam says this is not the new normal, this is the new abnormal. And this will continue certainly in the next 10 to 15 to 20 years. See, this guy's, he's a regular Nostradamus. Unfortunately, the best science, that is, the best science that can be paid for with government grants to people that turn out phony climate change science. Unfortunately, the best science is telling us that dryness, warmth, drought, all those things, they're going to intensify. Predictions by some scientists are we've already gone up 1 degree. Well, wait a minute. If we've already gone up 1 degree, that's not a prediction. So which is it, a prediction or a fact? Is it a prediction that we're going to go up 1 degree or it... God. So we have a real challenge here threatening our whole way of life. All right, so there's Governor Moonbeam. It's all about climate change. That's what's doing it. And something must be done immediately, as Governor LePetitmaine said in Blazing Saddles. Meantime, this story, which I'm sure probably has been buried by the lamestream media, PG&E, that's Pacific Gas and Electric, the utility company, Pacific Gas and Electric Utility Company told a Northern California woman that power lines were causing sparks on her property the day before the deadliest blaze in the Golden State's history destroyed the nearby town of Paradise, the Associated Press reported Monday. The so-called Camp Fire started Thursday near property belonging to Betsy Ann Cowley in the tiny town of Pulga, just east of Paradise. At least 42 people have died as a result of the wildfire. Dozens more have been reported missing. On Monday, fire investigators declared the area surrounding power lines on Cowley's property in an oak-filled canyon a crime scene. Security guards would not let PG&E inspectors pass. Cowley told the Associated Press she was on vacation Wednesday when she got a surprise email from the utility company saying the crews needed to come to her property to work on the high power lines. She said the utility told her they were having problems with sparks, adding that workers visited her property, but she said she wasn't there Wednesday, was not aware of their findings. PG&E previously disclosed it experienced a problem on an electrical transmission line near the site of the fire minutes before the blaze broke out. In a Friday filing to a Public Utilities Commission, it said it had detected an outage on an electrical transmission line near the site of the blaze. It said a subsequent aerial inspection detected damage to a transmission tower on the line. Now, I get it. You know, what Governor Moonbeam is insinuating here is that the drought conditions that have been ongoing for some time in Southern California have created the environment for this, and that's what he's trying to tie to climate change. And yet, Democrats that have been running state government and many of the local governments, most of them in California, for decades have been a more substantial contributor to this by they're diverting water to make sure that the spotted owl or whatever ecological emergency of the moment has to be dealt with has contributed significantly as well. That's what President Trump was referring to the other day in his tweet about this situation. In on the text line, Bob, just remember, in Arizona, you do not have to prove your citizenship to vote in federal elections there. Odd concept. Could that have played a role in the cinema win? Absolutely. And I don't know if you're aware of it, but they also have another law in Arizona. Republicans are only allowed to vote up to and through Election Day. Democrats can vote as many times as they want on any day they want until they get enough votes to elect they're progressive of the moment. Why do they get away with this all the time? 3:15 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Be right back, and we'll go to the phones when we do here on Tuesday. Thank you all. Great to have you along. At least it's not raining to the degree it did yesterday. I knew it was getting bad when I drove by Home Depot and I saw they were having a special on gopher wood. And I said, hang on a second. I don't have biblical humor for you there. 21 after 3 here on the Bobby Mack Show. And as promised, to the phones we go. Dan is first up today, and he is in Greer. Hi, Dan, and welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Bobby.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm good. You were talking about the fires in California.
Right.
I used to live there.
Oh, boy.
About 10 years ago. And, we weren't getting as many fires then. We did get some, but not like they're getting now. But one of the things that I can't swear to this, but I can remember Greenpeace having a fit that the forestry departments were going and clearing out underbrush.
Yep.
In the trees because they wanted to use that as they said, oh, that's going to create more growth. And so it wasn't cleaned out. Hasn't been cleaned out for like 10 years.
Right. And which means, let me put it as simply as I can. Isn't kindling used to start a fire?
You got that right.
What part of California did
you don't hear anything about that?
No. The media is not going to report that.
I can't swear to it, but I like I said, I lived there 10 years ago, and I pretty much remember them talking about either that it was already implemented or it's something that they were going to implement.
Yeah, no, it was implemented, and I believe they even went to court with the state over it to be able to implement that policy. Were you in SoCal, Dan, or were you in some other part of the state?
No, I was in San Diego.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful city. Yeah. Love it there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I lived for a while.
We had a pretty good fire in the last couple of years that we were there.
And, yeah.
You know, it over 10 years, if you're not clearing out underbrush, that's just a disaster waiting to happen.
Yeah, it is. It's an invitation to it. I lived in Sacramento for a while as well. And these kinds of things have been going on now for decades. Because the environmentalists who have such a strong voice in California are able to get their way, and these things all are contributing factors. That, of course, when you couple with the PG&E sparks from transmission towers, those things are going to happen. But when these sparks fall into a welcoming environment, the next thing you know, you've got a conflagration going, and then when you factor in the Santa Ana winds on top of that, then you're really cooking.
Yeah. Hey, and Paul, Bobby, it's not the voice, it's money when it comes to Greenpeace.
Yeah, that's it usually is. You know, if there was one thing, Dan, that we took away from Watergate, it was when Deep Throat told Woodward and Bernstein, follow the money.
Yeah, exactly.
And
follow the money.
It doesn't seem to matter what the scandal is. When you follow the money, eventually you typically find out who stands to gain, as they say. Thank you, Dan. I appreciate the call. You like it here in the upstate of South Carolina?
I love the change of season.
Yeah, me too. Me too. That's one of the great things about it. It's just that this change of season appears to have gone right from a very brief autumn directly into winter, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, as soon as that hurricane came through, boy, it got cold.
yeah, it certainly, as meteorologists say, it scrubbed the atmosphere. Thank you, Dan. I appreciate the call. Good to have you here today.
Problem.
You too. I hope you have a good one as well, sir. Let me catch up with a text line here, 71307. Bobby, your caller is exactly right. It's the lack of clearing out of this underbrush that leads to this, and more development. Bobby, where haven't you lived? Let me see. Indianapolis? Boston? Portland, Maine? Kansas City? I'm thinking. Seattle. That's about it. Bobby Mack, I can tell you why Democrats are getting away with breaking the election laws, because we don't have any Republicans with the to stand up to the Democrats as Donald Trump does. You got a point. Bobby, you were almost right about Governor Moonbeam. It's not Nostradamus. It's Nostradamus. Well, fill in the blank. Bobby, now Cindy Hyde-Smith is in racial hot water in Mississippi. She jokingly said, If he invited me to a public hanging, I'd be on the front row. Can you believe? Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. Well, look, you know, if you're a Trump supporter or even a Republican, you are automatically classified, along with the other deplorables, as racist, Islamophobic, xenophobic, blah, blah, blah. Bobby, the reason Democrats get away with voter fraud is because conservatives are wussy wimps. They play dirty, you play dirty. No, no, no. No, see, you know, we have to operate under the Marquess of Queensberry rules with velvet gloves, while these guys are using the iron fist. And apparently we let them get away with it with impunity. Bobby, California has a significant problem with invasive plant species that's contributing to the brush fires. We're starting to have similar problems here, and in the future, we'll have more fire problems. Little is done to protect native species. I guess that would be a form of racism to imply something foreign is causing us problems. No, that would be xenophobic, but you're close. Bob, we know California is broke. Fires are the only way they have to get money from the government for their sanctuary state. Bob, apparently now we have an explanation for how we got Senator Snowflake and John McCain. Yeah. Bobby, correct me if I'm wrong, but hasn't California been 90% desert since God made it, and they're complaining about drought? That's a joke. Well, you know, There are parts of California that are desert, and there are other parts of California that produce some of the best produce, some of the best farm country you ever saw, around Bakersfield, around in there. Bob, the Election Commission in Arizona opened emergency voting centers after the early voting cutoff last weekend, and they only opened them in heavily Democrat districts. You ostensibly had to have an emergency in order to be able to vote late, but they said they could not ask what the emergency was because it was none of their business. This Senate seat was stolen, and I heard McSally was paid off to concede. I don't know. I would have my doubts about that, but I think there's a little doubt that there was a lot of monkey business at work there. 3:29 here on the Bobby Mac Show. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk a little bit of meteorology. There is a guy who is a well-known NASA scientist. He's at the Langley Research Center, and he's sending out a warning about what may be in store for us. And once his brothers in arms see that he is deviated from the climate change global warming meme, he's probably going to be, you'll find him next at McDonald's. But until then, I'll tell you what he said when we come right back here on the Bobby Mac Show on Tuesday.
Rock on, brother.
That's what we do for 4 hours each weekday, Monday through Friday. Bobby Mac Show with Bob and the Bobettes. Miss Moneypenny on the other side of the glass, pushing the button, screening your calls to make sure you are adequately equipped to engage in conversation. And most everybody is. And little Annie battling a cold back in the news booth. So we courageously struggle along here on Tuesday. Now, I mentioned before we went to the break, this guy is going to be officially drummed out of the climate change meteorology brotherhood. His name is Martin Mlynczak. He works at NASA's Langley Research Center, and he says record cold could be on the way. He is a NASA scientist. He says the lack of sunspots, that is solar flare, solar energy, is going to have us shivering in our long johns. Dr. Tony Phillips wrote on 27 September, the sun is entering one of the deepest solar minima of the space age. That is to say, in the period since 1940, all right? Sunspots have been absent for most of 2018. Earth's upper atmosphere is responding, says Dr. Phillips, editor of spaceweather.com. Data from NASA's TIMED satellite, that's T-I-M-E-D, which is an acronym for this particular satellite. Data from NASA's TIMED satellite show that the thermosphere, and that is the uppermost layer of air around the planet, the thermosphere is cooling and shrinking, literally decreasing the radius of the atmosphere. To help track the latest developments, Martin Malenzik of NASA's Langley Research Center and his colleagues recently introduced the Thermosphere Climate Index, or TCI for short, tells how much heat nitric acid, that is NO, molecules are dumping into space. Now, during solar maxima, TCI is high, equating to hot. During solar minimum, it is low, the opposite meaning cold. Right now, says Malenzak, it is very low indeed, 10 times smaller than we see during active phases of the solar cycle. If current trends continue, it could soon set a space age record for cold. We're not quite there yet, but it could happen in a matter of months. And I'm looking at the TCI Climate Index. There it is, Moneypenny. You can see for yourself on the graph, on the low end of the scale. One of the guys that I knew amongst the fraternity of meteorologists years ago who was most accurate in terms of, especially in terms of winter storms, did his forecasting exclusively by solar cycles.
Does that mean it's going to get colder in this studio?
God, I hope not. Because if it does, we're going to have a fireplace installed. To the phones we go. Next up is John, who is in Gray Court. John, welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Bobby Mack Show. Good to have you here.
Hey, Bobby, can I give a shout-out to my daughter? She's in class right now. She attends the Bobby Mack Institute for Political Conservative Thought, where the tuition is free, but the value is extraordinary.
That's right, and degrees are not granted because the education is ongoing in perpetuity.
That's true. Hello, Katie.
Yes. What's her name?
Dad.
What is her name?
Katie.
Hi, Katie. Thanks for listening. Appreciate it.
Hey, Bobby, I hear you talking about the wildfires in California. I have not seen anything about this, but is it possible, and I think it very well could be, that these are acts of terrorism on the West Coast?
Somebody had posited that yesterday, and my response was, I don't know for a fact. Even if it was, would the media be likely to suppress that kind of information? Probably so. I do know this, John. You can look at the ISIS English language websites, the PSYOP stuff that they direct to their so-called lone wolves over here in America. And that is one of the activities that they suggest as a way to be able to attack the infidels in America by setting wildfires.
Yeah, they're very expensive. Who knows what hundreds of millions of dollars are spent annually? And if it's not domestic terrorism, then it's, again, what Trump said was right on. Is when I was very young back in the 60s, is there was a proactive effort to manage our forests.
Yes.
And then the liberals got in control, and they didn't keep them clean, so now they burn.
Well, much of their campaign contributions come from the eco-freaks on the left, and whether it's been the snail darter or the spotted owl, those things have been higher on their list of priorities than maintaining an environment that's not conducive to these things getting out of control. I mean, you talk about the cost, not only the fiscal cost, but the cost in human life.
Yeah, think about the irony of this. The tree huggers have their way, But look at all the hydrocarbons they put into the atmosphere.
Right.
So, you know, it's insanity. It's just insanity.
Well, bear in mind, we're talking about people that, you know, the activist eco nuts used to go around into the forest and drive metal spikes into trees that the forestry companies were going to come in and cut down, so that when the saws hit them, you'd get iron filings flying everywhere, putting out eyes and taking off limbs. And I don't mean the limbs off trees either.
Just think if a conservative did that.
Yeah, yeah. We'd never hear the end of it. Well, I'm glad that Katie listens along, John, and thank you. Did Katie become interested in the program from hearing it when you were listening to it, or did she kind of just find us on her own?
I've been listening to Rush Limbaugh since 1987, and from the day she was born, she has been exposed to first Russ Castle, Rush Limbaugh.
Right.
And there was a fellow who left and went out west, and then when you came, she loves you, Bobby. My daughter just adores you.
Well,
it
just goes to show, John, there's no accounting for taste. You know what I mean?
She has great taste, Bobby.
I trust she does. Thank you, John. I appreciate that. Good of you to join us this afternoon. 4:15 here on the Bobby Mac Show. I go right back to the phones when we come back next here on the Bobby Mac Show on Tuesday. As the caissons go rolling along. Well, I kind of had this in the bumper music file as a holdover from yesterday from our Veterans Day show, but it seemed appropriate to use the official Army song, Caissons Go Rolling Along, because of this news that we just got. After more than a year of discussion, the United States Army announced Sunday they are officially adopting a version of the World War II pink and green uniform as the service's new everyday dress uniform. So the Army blue is going to be changing into the throwback, I guess you would call it, the uniform worn by members of the greatest generation during World War II. I always loved that classic, and it's called pink and greens, and it really is a heritage uniform, and I'm happy to see the Army is restoring it to active duty. To the phones we go. Ralph is next up. He is in Spartanburg. Hi, Ralph, and welcome to the Bobby Mac Show.
Hey, Bob. How are you?
So far, so good.
And my son loves you, too. He loves the facts that you spew. He researches, and he's conservative like I am.
Good for him.
We converted the wife to that too, because she knows the truth.
You know, it's I'm always encouraged when I hear about young people who have inquisitive minds and do research on their own and are able to not just accept at face value what the lamestream media is trying to sell.
And what I call you for is, I believe it's a spiritual battle going on here. Because
mm-hmm.
California rebukes anything that's, quote, Christian and Christ-based, and they're just reaping what they've sown. They want hell. They don't want to admit there's hell, but they're living in hell.
You know,
how can you be such a prosperous state and not be able to afford anything?
Boy, isn't that the truth. I mean, the Golden State, sadly, is anything but anymore after decades of Democrat policies. Limbaugh was talking briefly yesterday. There was a time not all that long ago, mid-80s, you know, Ronald Reagan, before becoming president of the United States, was a governor of California. California was a conservative state. And, boy, since the demographics have changed between all the immigration, legal and otherwise, the voting base in California has pretty much turned over.
Is Facebook based out of California?
It is, out of Silicon Valley, as are most of Google and all the rest of them. Yeah.
I put a post on one day, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and seek my face,
mm-hmm.
they told me that was inappropriate.
Yeah, to them,
it wouldn't let me post it.
To them, it's probably hate speech to them, Ralph.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, that's what we need to do. We need to fall on our face. We need to repent and seek God.
Amen. Amen. I mean, admit
that we were wrong in our own ignorance or refusal or rebellion or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, as part of the progressive socialist Marxist agenda, doing away with religion and replacing it with worship of the state is part and parcel of what they're about.
Heil Hillary. Oh, I'm sorry.
Lock her up. Thanks for the call, Ralph. Yeah, I appreciate it.
I hope she didn't hear that. I want to be around.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I appreciate it, brother. Thanks for the call. Good to have you here today. 3:54 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Howard is along. He's on his cell phone. Hi, Howard, and welcome to the program.
Bob, hope you had a great Veterans Day yesterday.
Yes, sir. It was terrific, and the weekend was great as well. That's a terrific event they put on down at Ford Field. They had Charlie Daniels and the Golden Knights. I guess that was the Golden Knights parachute team, the Army parachute team that came in there. But that was a terrific event.
Absolutely. You were talking about the uniforms, too, and that sort of pink and green throwback thing they're going to.
Right.
If you ever notice any pictures of General Patton, if you can get your hand on a color picture, you can see that mix of colors, and that's what he usually wore, you know.
That's right. It's a beautiful uniform. I'm happy to see it come back.
I am, too. I was listening also about your climatologist, meteorologist guy, Martin, with his theory about things getting colder.
Yes.
And he's in for it. I mean, Antifa's going to be outside his house, you know.
Right.
Martin, you're not right. We know where you sleep at night.
Yeah,
and all that sort
right.
of stuff.
He'll be chased out of restaurants.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Really, though, I guess I was calling because I'm so frustrated. I have never seen any public official, any bureaucrat who seems more condescending and acts like she's completely untouchable and must totally feel that way than this Brenda Snipes down in Broward County, Florida.
Right.
I mean, her entire attitude, the way she carries herself in any situation, it's like, hey, it's like a mafia guy that's a made guy and nobody can touch him.
Yeah.
You know? Everybody hates him. But
no, you're right. You're right. She reeks of arrogance.
Absolutely. And you know, totally denies that she has ever been called out on any sort of irregularity in elections. And she gets called out every year by some judge or some group or whatever.
Yep.
And nobody ever does anything. But what I don't understand is why, look, Rick Scott is basically a lame duck one way or the other.
Yep.
Why doesn't he just come right out and say, well, you know, I can do one thing. I may not be governor anymore, and I may lose this Senate race because of Broward and Palm County and so forth.
Right.
Palm Beach County. But you know what I can do? I can immediately fire Brenda Snipes.
As he
should.
And
that other woman. Yeah. I don't understand what the holdup is. Everybody knows she's an absolute criminal.
Yeah, total incompetent and crooked to boot. She is. You know how she got into her job? Jeb Bush, when he was governor, appointed her to that job. And guess what? She's won re-election every time since 2003. Gee, that's a shock, isn't it?
I know. I just don't understand. I don't understand why she is unable to be removed from office, but no one seems willing to touch her.
Yeah,
it's kind of like she's Hoover, and she's got a file on everybody or something like that.
I fail to understand why she remains in the job as well. I've got to run, Howard, but I appreciate the call and I share your frustration. Hour number two of the Bobby Mac Show is on the other side.